I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook taking a different tack from rival Google, for a while turned off its news feeds to Australia. It's a dispute over an impending law that would force online platforms to pay for news content in Australia. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
Facebook says it has now restored content that it inadvertently blocked, such as government pages, but it will continue to restrict sharing any news. Facebook says Australia's proposed media payments law misunderstands how its services work and forced the company to make what an executive called a difficult decision. But the company drew condemnation from many corners today, including Australia's treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
Facebook was wrong. Facebook's actions were unnecessary. They were heavy-handed, and they will damage its reputation here in Australia.
Meanwhile, Google is responding to Australia's demands by striking deals with news publishers. Jeff Jarvis, a prominent open web advocate and journalism professor at the City University of New York, says the development threatens the open internet.
The competitive structure for media gets worse when big, powerful media companies and big, powerful tech companies do deals together and leave out the opportunity for fresh startups to come in and compete with them.
Among the big media Google will now pay, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, which will provide premium content from its various properties. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.